Sophia, thank you for joining us. So we're going to talk about your research on Harry Potter. And I was wondering if you could explain to me what the research was about and how the study was conducted.
Sure. Thanks very much for having me in your show. And I'm delighted to speak about this research. Actually, my colleagues and I have been really passionate about studies in this area. So specifically, the research on Harry Potter that you're talking about focused on the books of Harry Potter and whether there are links between people who read the books and positive attitudes towards stigmatized groups. So my colleagues and I have been working quite extensively on understanding and reducing prejudice. We have done quite a lot of research on this area, and then just by looking around, we saw how popular Harry Potter books are. We tried to understand if people who read the books have more positive attitudes, and we did that with three studies. The first study was experimental. It was an intervention that we ran with elementary school children. And the other two studies were with we used cross-sectional designs. This means that they were not experiments. We measured the variables, and we ran them in Italy and the UK.
Why did you choose to focus on the Harry Potter books?
Well, as social scientists, we actually look at what's happening around the world and we try to understand it. So, the books, for anyone who has read the books, they make very clear links with social hierarchies, with prejudice, with negative stereotypes. For example, people have talked a lot about Voldemort's beliefs and the links with Nazism, for example. And because the books are so popular, we wanted to see what the effects are and whether they actually affect real attitudes in the real world.
Okay. And so what did you find? What were the differences between the three studies?
The three studies were all kind of consistent in the pattern of results. So the first study was run among elementary school children. The second study was with high school children, and the third study was conducted with university students, so with a slightly older population. And we explored attitudes and prejudices among three different groups that are quite stigmatized in today's society. So we focused on immigrants, on homosexuals, and also on refugees. So in the first two studies, so the studies with the elementary school children and with high school children, we found that those who have read the books and who identify with the character of Harry Potter, they are less prejudiced. Okay, so they are more favorable towards these groups. Now, in the third study that was run with a slightly older population, with a slightly older sample, that's university students, we found that those who have read the books and who disidentify with Voldemort, they are more positive towards refugees. Okay, so this time it was not the identification with Harry Potter, but rather the distance from Voldemort, from the negative character that produced the results.
Okay, and so basically, for children of a younger age, it's fair to assume that the more they identify with Harry, the less they are prejudiced, right?
Yes, that would be probably a fair statement to make. This is probably because Harry is a positive character. It's a character with important qualities. For example, he's brave, he supports his friends, he fights for equality and against injustice. So those children who identify with Harry and share his values are the ones that are less prejudiced.
Okay. And so how would you interpret the results when it comes to college students? Because you said that it was not about identifying to Harry, but more being distant from Voldemort. So does the fact that they don't have that strong connection with Harry changes the result much or not really?
So we actually thought about these findings quite a lot, and we came to believe that because older people, rather our university student sample, is of an age that probably can understand more complex issues. They can understand the negativity that is implied in Voldemort's character. So, for example, they are old enough to not really identify with a child character or a teenage character, that is Harry Potter in the books, but rather they can understand the negativity that Voldemort implies. And we believe that this is the underlying process, the fact that they understand how negative, biased, prejudiced Voldemort is. And by distancing the self from Voldemort, they become more tolerant of stigmatized groups.
How would you explain that a story can improve attitudes towards stigmatized group?
It's not a very straightforward process. There is actually quite a lot of research in our area that suggests that when young people read books on cross-cultural issues, so for example, books that talk about friendships between people with different identities, they tend to engage in an empathic process. So they start to see the world from the perspective of the characters in the books. There are two factors that I would like to highlight here with regard to how stories improve attitudes. The one is that with regard to books, many of them focus on characters. They focus on feelings, on different perspectives. Whereas, for example, films, adaptations from books, they only focus on action, which is the case, for example, with the Harry Potter films. They focused more on action rather than on characters and feelings. Also, I would like to highlight that stories and books can improve attitudes with the help of discussions. So you may have seen in our research that after the intervention with the elementary school children, the researchers held discussion sections with the children. This means that they raised the issues and then they discussed these issues with the children. Okay, so I would like to highlight how important it is that educators and of course parents use the books as a stimulus and then start talking with their children about the real world.
So do you think that schools should be looking at using the Harry Potter books as a way to teach empathy?
Probably children would be quite happy if schools did something like that. We believe that our research has very important practical implications. The books are interesting. They can stimulate discussions. They are easy to implement in a curriculum. So we believe that it is something that schools could consider. And I would welcome educators, schools, the community, if they have any questions with regard to how they can best implement book reading in their curriculum. They can, of course, contact myself and also Loris Vezzali, my collaborator in this research. And we will be more than happy to offer any sort of advice we can on this area.
To sum up, why would you say that your findings are relevant and what further research should be done?
So the findings are relevant to today's world. If you just look all around the world, we can see that prejudice is an issue. Stigma is an issue. So it's critical to understand it and to identify ways to improve people's attitudes and reduce stigma and prejudice. So it's very important to actually find that book reading can go beyond improving the literacy levels among children, and that it can actually influence attitudes and even promote tolerance and social harmony. So I believe that future research can definitely focus on this a bit more. I believe it would be extremely interesting to conduct cross-cultural studies to see what's happening really with the books in different societies, in different cultures. So, like I said, our research was conducted in the United Kingdom and Italy, so two other Western European countries. I believe it would be very important to see what's happening with other societies around the world and if the books would be equally positive or not.
All right, well, thank you very much, Sophia, for your time, and thank you for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. I'm very happy to speak with you.